Ladies and gents, welcome back. It's episode 47 of the Velocity Podcast. Happy Wednesday to you, Monfrey.
And to you, my friend. How are you?
Do you know what? I'm all right. Last week was a bit brutal. The little one was going through a chapter, a difficult one, with all sorts of shit that was wrong, from teeth to illness to skin infections. And that played havoc with life. But I think she's turned a corner now. And we're back into a better rhythm. And I'm very much looking forward to this weekend because we've got something special happening, haven't we?
Yeah, well, it's your birthday tomorrow. So happy birthday in advance. All the millions of listeners, please send David a message and wish him a happy birthday tomorrow on Thursday, the 28th of March. You're going to be the ripe old age of 38.
That's correct.
Closing in. Yeah. We're almost catching up with the amount of episodes we've done of this podcast.
We'll never do that at the rate that we're producing.
No, we are. We're pushing them out willy-nilly, aren't we? This weekend we're going to London. We're going to go to the Ali Pally, for anybody that knows it. And we're going to be watching the quarterfinals and the semifinals of a gold standard squash tournament, which probably means absolutely fuck all to 99% of you. But we're very much looking forward to it, aren't we, mate?
It basically means it's the best players in the world all come together and they do a knockout tournament over like a week. And we've got quarters and semis. And we got really lucky with tickets because we got these like shoddy tickets that came out. We were a bit late to buy them and we're sort of up in the gods from the back left corner behind a pillar, whatever, right? And then we had to change dates for some reason. And we go back and you went back into the booking system and it was like the best seats in the house have become available. And it was like a cheat code, wasn't it? Like, what? Why are these available? It must have been a late booking fallen through or something. Anyway, so we've got like position A seats and I'm buzzing because it's going to be ace.
Yeah, it's going to be good. Some good food, some good wine, good times together. Celebrate your birthday. Celebrate what we've achieved so far this year with Velocity. It's going to be good.
Yeah, exactly. And it's really cool for us. Like, and it's actually advice and suggestion we make to our clients, to you guys, that we do this kind of at different intervals. Like we check in micro every week on how we're doing and how the business is moving on a kind of week by week level. And then we have a quarterly meetup and you and I go away from, like, we kind of stay away from a night or two and we actually like zoom out. We have some fun, but inevitably those conversations occur where we talk about this year and next year and our bigger goals, because, you know, you're just out of the micro hustle, rhythm, grind, day-to-day stuff. The sand, you know, to our jar, the jar of rocks, pebbles and sand analogy, we're away from most of the sand, so you can actually create yourself a space to dream and pontificate on the bigger stuff.
Yeah, it's actually quite funny, an observation I've made. So for anyone that doesn't know, me and David have been friends for 19 years now, I guess, and we've got the same kind of circle of friends. So when me and Dave go away together and it's just us two, it's great because we can do all of our friendly stuff and we naturally want to talk about business because we love it. It's what gets us out of bed in the morning and it's what we find fun.
But to be fair, my daughter screaming is the thing that gets me out of bed every morning at the moment.
But when we meet up with all of our friendship group, I actually find it quite hard to talk to you because I want to talk to you about business, but I'm aware that we were other friends that couldn't give a shit about Velocity in our business. So it's quite good to get away just us two. You've got the freedom to have those different levels of conversation around where we're at. And it's really enjoyable. And I just second what David said, like you guys listening to this, if you're running your own business, if you're a coach, you've got to find somebody, a person that you can share your bigger ideas with. Because if you keep them locked up in a box, the chances of them happening are very slim. And by having the right conversations with the right people, it enables you to realize like where you're at right now and start to build a clearer picture as to where you're going and what it is you want to achieve. And that's probably a thing that we've not given enough credit to as to how we've come as far as we have in such a short space of time, because we allow ourselves the ability to dream and not just to keep that internal, but to externalize it and share it.
Yeah. Yeah. We were chatting to some of our coaches the other day in what we call a macro review, which is where we facilitate this process for our clients. And the subject comes up that a lot of people don't have what you're talking about. Like their partner is like, They would entertain it if you talked about it for a bit, but you can't go into a deep discussion about, you know, who you're serving and your mission and all that stuff for most people. And then trainers in your gym or studio, like you might be on first name basis, you might have a chat, a bit of banter in your facility, but that's probably as far as it goes. And so, I mean, for us, personally. Like, I'm, you know, we're very lucky we have each other in that respect. And we're trying to create those connections within our community so that they have it. But yeah, yeah. For people listening, if you're not part of our inner world, then cool, we'll get part of our inner world. But outside of that, it's like, cool, if you can find that person, I think it will do enormous things for your business over the long term.
Yeah, absolutely. Get out of the weeds. Yeah. So this week at Velocity has been a really good one. We've finally released one of the project upgrades that I've been wanting to do for some time. I've been putting quite a lot of work into it. So it was a really good feeling yesterday. We launched something called the Onboarding Experience, which was a big upgrade from a training we had before, which was called the Onboarding Journey. And so I thought it'd be useful for us to chat about onboarding and the process and what we've created for our coaches so that you guys listening can think about what you've got in place and what changes you might want to make, or maybe just place a little bit more importance on the concept of onboarding. So we launched this yesterday. We had a few guests come in and experience it as well. I think it's safe to say it went down very well. And we're going to have some amazing onboarding journeys and experiences built by our team now at Velocity.
Yeah, it's very true. The thing I'll probably mention this maybe a little bit later in our chat today, because I think it comes naturally after we've maybe touched on a few of the key points. But I was chatting to a coach this morning who joined us as a guest for this, because this was something we did for our private community, but we did allow people to buy guest passes for it and come and experience it. And it was, again, I won't go into all the detail now, but it's fascinating how what we're playing with at the moment, the idea of inviting some guests in to come and just like taste test our program and what we do, is the exact thing that every personal trainer should be doing every day to start to generate more leads and to start more conversations with the right kind of people. Because we've been chatting to some really great people over the last few days who have just like heard tasting our world, and actually they're a perfect fit, and it opens up that conversation. And in the conversation I had with him, it was like a matrix moment when I said, like, you are in the system right now. And I'm very open and transparent with that. And all of a sudden he's like, yeah, I want to talk to you about joining your program. And it just happened out of nowhere. So it was really fascinating. And yeah, I'll loop back around to that later.
There's definitely nothing more powerful than people actually seeing what it is that you've got on offer. Like, we always get such an overwhelming response when people that are not in our world come and get to taste it. And they're like, wow, I didn't realize it was going to be like that. And it's very, very difficult to get that across in an email or a social media post, you know. So it's about building that chronology, but then, you know, to get them to the point where they're willing to come in and have a little taste. And if you get that right, if you've got a great program or you're a great coach, you'll be in a really A1 position to showcase, you know, how it is that you help people.
And you I think it was on just a quick point there on, I think it was this morning's macro review with our group of clients, where you said one of your favorite things to help a trainer do is deliver an experience, which is one of our signature promos. Because of that fact, right, you get to invite someone in to have an experience of what you do. And it's only after they've had the experience can they truly understand what it means to have personal training with a client like, or a personal trainer like you.
Yeah, exactly. If you're struggling with sales right now in terms of conversion, the best thing that you can do is create such an unbelievable experience for someone that they would feel like an absolute idiot not to say yes to it. Yeah. And what I mean by that is, when you understand what it is that they're really struggling with and you present a really clear solution to that problem, and you actually work on some of that problem with them, and you provide an experience, very well-rounded experience, you've literally shown them the front door to the thing that they want. They're going to feel stupid saying no to it. So it's about building that and setting yourself up with a brilliant opportunity to actually showcase just how good you are as a coach.
Yeah, exactly. So cycle that back to onboarding then. Like, if you think about, you know, you put a lot of hours into putting this thing together, if there was like one big message or one of the things that pops for you in terms of why onboarding is a thing to get right for trainers, what would it be?
I think it's that first impressions count. You know, whether they should or they shouldn't is a different story, but we do. People make assumptions on you as a person and your business, and, you know, how much value they're going to place on what it is that they're either thinking of purchasing or have purchased on first impressions. Yeah. And so what we've done is we've created three web pages, which we have made fully editable so that people will have their own website. And they'll have three things. They'll have a homepage, which gives people the opportunity to connect and engage on the back of getting some key information.
Yeah.
We have a thanks for booking page, which will be duplicated in many different ways. And this is when somebody books a call or an in-person meeting or some kind of taster session, if we use that language today. They'll get automatically taken through to a page that will welcome them and thank them for booking that thing. It will give them a sneak peek as to what it would be like to work with you as a coach so that they can get a bit of a flavor into how you do things and see if it connects and build some excitement. And then probably most importantly, it gives you the opportunity to showcase stories that you have of other people that you have helped that might be similar to that person. Mm. And then the final page is when somebody says, yeah, I'm in, I want to work with you. I want to work with you to change X, Y, and Z. And they join via monthly recurring revenue, which is what all of our clients charge by. They will press a button, which will commit on the payment system, and it will automatically take them to your onboarding experience, which is a very simple step-by-step process with videos and clickable links to guide them through the initial steps of joining your program. Right the way from you gathering more information about them from a questionnaire to getting a health screening form and a trainer contract form done, all very professional, online, and automated, through to giving them some quick wins, giving them some things that they can get their teeth stuck into straight away, getting them to sign a promise so that they're clear on what the boundaries are, giving them some FAQs, giving them some videos on mobility exercises or whatever it might be that is going to help your avatar and your audience, and then setting them up with their next steps and getting them really clear on what's to come over the coming days. That feeling that they'll have, having gone through that journey, seen your homepage, spoken to you a little bit, booked a call and been showcased about what it is that you do, had that call or had that experience with you, signed up and then been guided through the entire process so they feel completely clear on their next steps and justified in the purchase that they've just made, is incredibly powerful. So that's why we put so much time and effort into building it, and we're looking forward to our coaches implementing it.
So first impressions count.
Yeah, long story short.
Yeah. I was thinking about one of the big things that stood out for me was the power and the confidence that it gives you as a coach when you're talking to someone about maybe joining a program. You might be in a consult, you could be in a taster, it might just be an inquiry and someone's kind of approached you in the gym or on the street and they just ask you about your business. And the thing I liken it to is if you've ever arranged a trip for someone that you like, that you're going on, whether it's a partner or a best mate, you know, like we've organized stag do's for each other, right? I think a stag do thing came to mind. And you know, like stag do's, typically you don't tell the stag what's happening. So when I'm organizing yours, I'm like planning like the where we're going and where we're going to check in and all the activities and what order it's all going to happen in. And I'm getting excited about it because I know that the journey we're going to go on, the experience we're going to have together is going to be awesome. And then when I get to tell you when the time finally comes, I can say to you with confidence and clarity, this is where we begin. And once we've got here and we've done that, we're going to go on to this bit. And then that's going to be really cool because we get to do this. And then once we've done that, we're moving on to this place. And I think if we switch metaphors back to the onboarding journey, what that does is it both instills excitement because like you've thought through all these steps that you know this person's going to really benefit from and enjoy doing, right? And you get that, it's like you get to reveal and show people this is what happens if and when you do this thing. And that, so the process, you'll get excited. And because a sale is a transfer of enthusiasm from one person to another, they get excited. And because you've laid this out chronologically, sequentially, logically, relative to what they need and they want, like you're confident. You're like, listen, I've got all the stuff you need. It's just the other side of the paywall. And if you jump on board, you're going to do X, Y, and Z, and then A, B, and C, and it's going to be amazing. And so by you find yourself what's called pacing future, you can actually say, this is what happens first, and that'll take you about this long. And then, you know, back to the stag do thing. Then we're going to travel 30 minutes and we land here. And then that, we're going to a little walk to over here in this bar. And you kind of like tell people what's going to happen when, and it helps them peer into the future, and that puts you into a very powerful position. So I like that idea because it does so much for both the trainer and the client.
And it's also automated, right? So you don't have to say the same thing 500 times over your career. Yeah. You would just go through that process and it's done for you, set and forget. But I love your analogy of the stag do's. And actually, I want to tell a little story because you actually gave me 3 stag do's, if you remember.
Yeah. Well, you've got to milk it. We know it's only happens once. So
hopefully once. The one that I'm going to talk about, because it links to the onboarding journey in this sequence, was the one, I don't know if you remember, but you and Sam, who were my two best men, you arranged a private stag do with just us 3 in Bristol, where I live. And I got, this is amazing. So my to-be wife blindfolded me in my house, told me to get in a car and said, you need your wallet and your phone and that's it. Put me in a car and drove me for about 40 minutes. I didn't know where the fuck I was going.
Oh, mate, side note, we've got a video of this stuff. We should unearth it and watch through it. That would be so much fun. I haven't seen that in ages.
We should. And she dropped me off outside the Bristol Hippodrome in the middle of town. And she pointed at a small little pub next door and said, go in there, speak to the barman, and he'll tell you what to do. I was like, I didn't even know that I was on a stag do. I had absolutely no idea what was going on. So I went in there and I said, hi, I've been told, my name's Craig. I've been told to come to the bar and ask you for what I need to do. And she went, oh, you're Craig. And he was like calling all the other bar. This is Craig, guys, Craig's here. I was thinking, what the fuck is going on?
I'm just jumping in at that point. So, like, meanwhile, just for a second, and then you can carry on with your story. Meanwhile, me and Craig are sat in this bar. It was like on a river.
You and Sam are sat there.
Me and Sam. Well, who did I say?
You said you and me. I was in the pub.
Oh, sorry. No, that completely fucks the story. No, me and Sam, the other best man, were on a boat, like, watching Craig. We saw him get dropped off, and we saw him walk into this bar. And again, you would say what's about to happen. But we were watching this unfold real time, and you didn't know, which was really fun.
Yeah, I had no idea. So they pull a piece of paper out from behind the bar and hand it to me. And I think the first bar was like, right, I want you to buy a pint and I want you to video yourself necking the pint in one. And then I want you to walk to whatever the name of the next pub was. Yeah. So I'm sat in a pub by myself in the middle of the day, filming myself, trying to neck a pint in one, which was not my forte by that time. And then wandering to the next pub. And anyway, what they did was they lined up these series of different challenges and tasks that I had to do. I think I had to take my shirt off and do 10 squats and film myself in the middle of a bar. Yeah. I had to sing with a homeless person, which by that point I was about 8 pints down. So I quite enjoyed that one. That was good fun.
Yeah. You love a bit of public performance, don't you?
I do. And then the final task was I had to go onto this boat. And when I went onto the boat, David and Sam were waiting there with a bottle of champagne and it all made sense and we had a great night. But actually, that's quite a good, weird, but good analogy of how the onboarding journey works. It was a step-by-step process that I followed. I didn't need to know anything about this journey. I just need to follow the steps. And by the end of it, it all made sense and I'd had a great experience. So yeah, that was great. I'll always enjoy reminiscing on that one.
Yeah. Awesome. So that's the onboarding experience. And we hope that there's something in there that you can take and apply to your world. But my friend, we are a couple of days away. It's my birthday tomorrow. I am going to throw on a spa day with my dearest wife tomorrow. So we're going to chill out and a bit of R&R. And then, so I've got some family like meetups, dinners out planned, which is going to be really nice. But we're going to have some fun in London over the weekend. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's going to be good. All right, team, you look after yourselves. Give us a shout if we can help with anything, and we'll see you very soon.